ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
All right, Allison Pajaski set to work here in inning number two. Ava Tess, Caden Nelson, Elevan Order for Pacelli in a scoreless game. Raiders did surrender a base runner on an error in the first inning, but Pajaski getting out of it. As the Raiders set things up defensively here, Ava Tess leading off for the Cardinals. Tess hitting 508 on the year. Here's Pajaski's first offering, laced. Poshick smothers it at first, hustles over, steps on the bag to retire the leadoff hitter, Ava Tess. Three unassisted. So that will bring up the right fielder, Caden Nelson. Nelson, first left-hander of the afternoon. And here's Pajaski, kicks and fires in there for a strike. Poshick a couple steps in at first, and script check the same at third. Perhaps looking for the bunt here. We'll see with one out. Wind up in the pitch, missing outside. It'll even the count at 1-1. Allison Pajaski for the Raiders. Kicks and fires. Swung on and missed for strike two. What I see that in one of the regional games on Tuesday, Lakeland pitcher Sailor Timmerman, a Division I recruit going to Arkansas, 13 innings, struck out 29 in a 1-0 win. And fouled off as the next offering. We got two good pitchers here. Some dynamic pitching performances in those first games. So 1-2 the count here to Caden Nelson. Nelson, little crouch stance from the left-hand side. Pajaski kicks a ball nubbed down the first third baseline. Foul. So the count remains 1-2. 1-2 here to the second batter here in the second inning for Pacelli. Elevan Order waiting on deck. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Second straight of the afternoon for Allison Pajaski. And the second out of the inning here, as that will bring up Elevan Order. Hitting 412 on the year. I'm trying to think. Statistics we have. 286, the lowest batting average for the Cardinals. First offering is missing low for ball one. Pajaski. And here's the pitch. Missing again. So 2-0 the count here with two outs. Pajaski did not walk a batter and struck out 14 on Tuesday. Here's the windup and the pitch lifted. Center field, Miley Helke ranging easily makes the catch, and that'll do it. Three up, three down for the Cardinals in the bottom of the second. Two complete. Marathon nothing, Pacelli nothing in this regional final on 98.9 WXCO.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, And I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
All right, we head to the top half of the third inning, scoreless in this regional championship game between Marathon and Pacelli, Miley Helke, Regan Martin, Caden Sapinski. We'll bat here for the Raiders. Peyton Mansell through two innings, six strikeouts. All right, Helke in. She smashed a home run, a three-run homer, swung on and missed in the first offering for strike one. But I tell you what, Cardinal catcher Kaylin Yenter, pretty easy job because everything's coming right down the middle. Mansell. Here is the windup in the pitch. In there for a strike, nothing in two. So she out in front again, Helke. Batting from the right-hand side. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. Another strikeout for Peyton Mansell. So seven straight Ks to open this one for Peyton Mansell, who, let's see if we can look here. Second team all-conference a year ago. And the first offering in there for a strike. Should mention the Merriwood Southall Conference team out. Brindley Stenzel, Danica Staus, Miley Helke. Honorable mention, Allison Pajaski, second team. Swung on and missed. The next offering to Regan Martin. And she's behind, nothing in two. Martin, the left-handed hitter. Wind up in the pitch. Missing inside for ball one. Well, the umpire took a long look at that one. So Pajaski, all-conference, second-team all-conference, back-to-back years for the sophomore. Danica Poshik, all-conference as well. Next offering misses as well, and that'll even the count here at 2-2. Second batter here is, so far, Peyton Mansell, strikeouts all the way. Here is the 2-2 pitch in there for a called third strike. And Mansell continues to throw well. Eight strikeouts into eight batters here, two outs in the top half of inning number three. So the number nine hitter, Caden Sapinski, up now. First offering from Mansell misses for a ball. Mansell. Takes her time now. Kicks and fires. Swung on and missed for a strike. She went a little off speed that time, and Sapinski swung right through it. So far, she's pretty much, and a windup, and swung on and missed for strike two. Boy, I tell you what, Raiders are having some cuts here. Let's even get your timing down. All right, here's Mansell, and the 1-2 pitch fouled off into the screen. All right, made contact that time. See if he can straighten it out here. Looking for our first base hit of the afternoon. Pacelli in the first did get a runner aboard via the air. And here's the pitch. Inside, high for a ball. 2-2 the count. Cardinals 24-1. And here is the pitch, high for a ball. So full count here with two outs as the Raiders will try to get a runner aboard. Mansell, the right-hander, now ready. Rocks and fires. Misses high, and it's a ball. Raiders have a runner aboard. First base runner of the ball game. And for Peyton Mansell, just her 12th walk of the season. In now, close to 90 innings pitched. So, top of the order here for Brindley Stenzel. And swung on and missed, strike one. Raiders a runner aboard here. Cardinals in the first had a runner on by air and was stranded as Allison Pajaski answer. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. Who can manufacture something here to get on the scoreboard first is the question. All right, Stenzel behind, nothing in two. And here's the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three, and that'll do it. So the Raiders get a runner aboard, but Mansell able to record back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left for the Raiders. Through two and a half. We are still scoreless on 98.9 WSCO.
County Materials proudly recognizes Military Appreciation Month. To those who have served our country, we thank you for your courage and sacrifice. Since 1946, County Materials has manufactured concrete construction and landscape products that are used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. We're growing and looking for career-driven people to join our team. Veterans and service members contribute many skills that are valued in manufacturing and are encouraged to apply. Find a career that suits you at workatcounty.com.
Parts City!
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at bullfallsradio.com.
All right, Peyton Mansell will lead off for the Cardinals here in the bottom of the third, and she quickly looks at strike one from Allison Pajaski. Peyton Mansell, Jaden Zroik, the 8-9 hitters, and then Maddie Pionic, top of the order for Pacelli here in the bottom of the third. Mansell, deep in the batter's box here, swung, fouled it, popped it up, and out of play. Stay on the netting in the backstop. So, nothing in two to the Cardinal pitcher. Mansell hitting .333 on the season. And here's the windup and the pitch. Ball laced to center field. Helke ranging over to her left. She will make the catch for the first out of the inning. Cardinals have made contact a couple of times here. A couple of pop-outs to Helke and a ground out. Danica Pashek is retired a couple of batters as well. And this will bring up now Jaden Zroik. Squares around a bunt, now pulls back. And the pitch misses high for ball one. Bottom half of the third inning of a scoreless game in this regional championship game. And a bunt popped up, and oh boy, Staus got tangled up with the umpire trying to come back. I don't know if she would have got it, but referee trying to get out of the way, and Staus, it'll fall. So, 1-1 the count. Jaden Zroik, first baseman here for the Cardinals. Here's the pitch. Missing outside for a ball. One base runner apiece so far for these two teams here. as the Cardinals bat with one out here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for a strike. Good pitch there by Pajaski. Of course, Mansell, a senior on the mound. Pajaski, just a sophomore. And here's the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed for a strike. That's strike three for the second out of the inning. Third strikeout of the afternoon here for Allison Pajaski. And the Cardinals will go back to the top of the order with the third baseman, Matty Pionik. Pajaski toes the rubber. Here she goes. Kicks and fires. Fouled off. And ahead in the count. And two games going on here as Menominee and Pacelli tied at one. And interesting setup here with basically both games simultaneously right next to each other. Here's the windup and the pitch, missing high for a ball. 1-1 the count. Winner of this game once again gets either Auburndale or Assumption next week Tuesday. Swung on and missed. Well ahead of it was Matty Pionik as Pajaski changes speed there, and she's ahead in the count here, 1-2. Sectional final a week from today in Nisida. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Three up, three down for the Cardinals as Allison Pajaski returns the favor. Three complete from Plover. We're still scoreless on 98.9 WMCO.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
At People's State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with People's, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely People's approach that's always paying dividends, and a pretty good reason to make our community yours too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, top of the fourth inning here for the Red Raiders, and it's the shortstop Maven Schneider. She pops one up, and this will go out of play on the first base side. The opening offering from Peyton Mansell. Nothing in a flat-out pitcher's duel so far. Mansell. Next offering misses high for a ball. Well, I tell you what, Marathon fans on the far side here are locked in with every non-strike, foul ball, whatever. Schneider leading off. Here's the pitch. The 1-1 offering misses for ball two. You look at results-wise for the Cardinals, they have 10 runs, a ton of teams here, including their last three in a row. Here's the windup and the pitch in there for a strike. That'll even things up at 2-2. Raiders have been very good down the stretch here. Dropped their regular season finale to Medford. And that snapped the seven-game winning streak. Next offering misses. A six-game winning streak. So the Raiders have won 7 of 8 coming into this one. Maybe playing their best softball of the year down the stretch here. Here's the pitch from Mansell. Fouled off by Schneider. Battles to stay in there. That'll bring the count full to 3-2. as Maven Schneider here leading off the fourth inning. And Peyton Mansell. Here's the pitch. Missing, and Schneider drawing a leadoff walk. So, second base runner of the afternoon for the Raiders. Both come via the walk. And that will bring up the Raider catcher, Danica Staus. So, Sapinski and Schneider this afternoon, able to get on base. Let's see if the Raiders can make something happen. Staus squares around a bunt and pulls it foul. Dropped it down the third baseline, but angled a little bit too much and rolls foul. As the Raiders try to make something happen. So, Staus will dig back in. Here is the pitch. That misses inside. Runner going. They tried to pick her off. Oh, I had her. But the throw went to the wrong side of the bag. Schneider, couple of good steps off and then put the brakes on, diving back into first base, and the throw went to the foul side of the bag. If that thing goes the other way, they had her. So, 1-1 the count here with nobody out. Staus swung on and missed, and now again, this time she's going to get picked off. Nope, staying safe, able to get back in there. Just barely able to get back in there is Maven Schneider again. That's a couple of pretty good throws from Kaylin Yenter. So Staus. As Peyton Mansell, a long look in at home plate. And here's the windup and the pitch tapped towards second base. They have to avoid the runner. And getting down to second base on the ground out is Schneider. So Schneider on the fielder's choice. Gets the out, so one out here in the inning, and that will bring up Danica Poshick. Poshick from the right-handed side of the batter's box steps in. Will try to drive in a run and looks at strike one from Peyton Mansell. Raiders batting here in the top of the fourth, a scoreless game. Trying to strike first, Maven Schneider. Reached on a walk and is at second base with one out. Here is the 0-1 pitch, missing high for a ball. 1-1 the count. Mansell steps off the back of the rubber, now ready to work again. Takes a deep breath, now kicks and fires, swung on and missed. So 1-2 the count now. Maven Schneider, a very aggressive lead here at second. So Poshick, boy, should get a ball in the outfield. He may score a run here. Swung on and missed for strike three. So Poshick, a strikeout victim. Ripley Skripchek now. The third baseman will bat for the Raiders. So again, Maven Schneider aboard at second now with two outs. Here's the windup and the pitch, swung on and missed. Boy, I tell you what, the Raiders are certainly not shy with the cuts here this afternoon. And here it is. Mansell steps off, now back on. Here's the pitch. Missing. No, in there. For a strike. Looks like it turned her inside, but I'll say got the inside of the corner. 0-2 the count here with two outs. And Peyton Mansell kicks, fires in there, a called third strike to retire the side. So Raiders get a runner aboard, but cannot score. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. 3.5 complete, we're still scoreless. on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
All right, Allison Pajaski set to work here for the Raiders in the bottom half of the fourth. 2-3 and four hitters, Katie Ilka, Kaylin Yenter, Amelia Martini. Ilka reached on an error, was stranded in the first. Swung on and missed at the first offering. First strike one. Allison Pajaski. Now kicks and fires, misses outside. Tried to change speeds. It went outside that time. Raiders pretty much play straight away defensively here. Poshik at first, Sapinski at second, Schneider at short, and Skripchak at third. Outfield, Regan Martin in left, Miley Helke in center, and Brindley Stenzel in right. Next offering misses outside for ball two. 2-1 the count here to the leadoff hitter for the Cardinals. Here's the pitch. Misses outside again. Allison Pajaski now takes a step back to the back of the mound. Now steps back in. And here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. Pajaski battling back to even up the count. Pajaski will try to take care of the leadoff hitter here. Here's the pitch. Laced. This is toward Helke in center field. Right at her. Easily makes the catch. Raider defensive positioning so far has been perfect. Every time that the Cardinals have gotten into one. Miley Helke, most notably. All right, so it is Kaylin Yenter who looks at ball one from Pajaski with one out. All right, here it is. Next offering misses as well. And here's the ball laced. This will go into right field for a base hit. Into left field. So the game's first base hit goes to Kaylin Yenter, who's aboard. Regan Martin played it well, threw it back in. So first hit of the game. And the Cardinals, with one out, have a runner aboard. All right, this will bring up Amelia Martini. She hammers one toward the shortstop. Schneider over to second, not in time. Kind of short-hopped her. She tried to underhand it to Sapinski at second, could not do it. So back-to-back base hits here. And the Cardinals, with one out, have two aboard. Interesting here on the other field here. Stevens Point, the two seed, and the seven seed Menominee. And it's the visitors with a 3-1 lead here as they play these games simultaneously. Here's the pitch, Pajaski. Ball lifted to right field. Ranging over to make the catch is Brindley Stenzel. Runner from second will tag. So, second out of the inning, Ava Tess. For the second out, Yenter tags, so runners at first and third here with one out. So that'll bring up the right fielder, Caden Nelson. Nelson struck out in the second. Left-handed hitter here. Now Danica Staus will take a step out and lead a conversation here amongst the infield here. I think just, hey, you got to force it second or at first to get the third out of the inning. Here's the pitch, missing high for a ball. Have a fake steal attempt there at first by Martini. She's back now. And here is swung on and missed, offering from Pajaski. So 1-1 the count. Very aggressive fastball that time. Two outs here. Cardinals threatening for the first time here this afternoon with runners at first and third with two outs. Pajaski kicks. Here's the 1-1 pitch. They swing around a bunt in the dirt for ball two. Nelson, a look down to Cardinals coach Ann Molsky at third. See what they're content with doing here. Here's Pajaski's pitch around for a bunt again. That misses outside. So 3-1 the count here with two outs. Pajaski. Takes a look in. Now the 3-1 pitch swung on and missed for a strike. Oh, that's a big pitch there. Full count now, 3-2 with two outs. Runners at first and third will be going on contact here. We'll see. All right, here's Pajaski. Winds up and the pitch fouled off. Yeah, so Allison Pajaski battling in there. Caden Nelson got a piece of that one into the back screen. So the count remains here, 3-2 with two outs. Pajaski trying to get out of it. Here is the 3-2 pitch. Lace toward the shortstop and in for a base hit. One run is in. Runner will hold at second. It'll go as an RBI single for Caden Nelson. And the Cardinals are on the board here. They lead it 1-0. Kaylin Yenter around to score. So runners now first and second on the third hit of the inning for the Cardinals. And that will bring up the left fielder, Ella Van Order. Here's the pitch from Pajaski, missing for a ball. We are down the left field line here, so kind of hard to tell from the home plate. But misses. Now ball looped up. Miley Helke, a couple of steps in. She will make the catch and retire the side. But the Cardinals get on the board as they get one run on three hits. No errors and two left. Four complete from Plover. 1-0. Pacelli with the lead here on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you want. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner. And I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
You can count on us. Yes, you can. We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics. Because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
All right, Allison Pajaski leads off here, top of the fifth for the Raiders. Swing and miss on strike one. And the opening offering from Peyton Mansell. 1-0 Pacelli. Here's the windup in the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. Peyton Mansell through 4 innings, 11 strikeouts for the Cardinals. Pajaski behind, 0-2. Missing inside for a ball. Well, as the Raiders bat here in the fifth inning, Marathon Athletic Booster Club wants you to know about these events taking place this week at your Marathon schools. As Mansell kicks and fires, swung on and missed for strike three. First out of the inning. Tomorrow, track and field sectional at Marathon at 3:30. And then next Tuesday, Marathon baseball team, the number 2 seed, they'll open the WIA tournament against either Cadott or Glenwood City. We'll have that game here on WXCO, or if the Cardinals or if the Raiders can win this one, we'd have sectional action on Tuesday. Miley Helke steps in now and looks at strike one. Helke has made a couple of nice catches in center field here this afternoon. And here's Peyton Mansell missing high for a ball. 1-1 the count. Lots of K's on the scorecard here for the Red Raiders this afternoon against one of the better pitchers in the state. Peyton Mansell kicks, fires in there for a strike. 1-2 the count here with one out. Raiders have had a couple of runners aboard via the walk, but unable to cash in. Here's the pitch, fouled into the dirt. So Helke will dig back in there here now, behind in the count, 1-2. All right, Peyton Mansell kicks, fires, swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the fifth, so quickly two down for the Raiders. And that is now 13 strikeouts on the afternoon for Peyton Mansell. Showing no signs of slowing down. Regan Martin, a left fielder now. Looks at ball one in the opening offering of this at-bat here from Peyton Mansell. Top half of the fifth inning, Pacelli, two outs, and a 1-0 lead over Marathon. Here's the windup and the pitch in the dirt. 2-0 the count. Raiders falling in the regional the last 2 years on the road at Auburndale and Edgar. Well, they will dust the plate off here. These two teams did have some common opponents during the year. Raiders going 0-4 against similar teams. Well, Pacelli went 4-0. Assumption, Almond, Bancroft, and Medford. Here's Mansell with the pitch. Swung on and missed for a strike. Marathon lost to Assumption 9-2 and 12-2, while Pacelli beat them 10-0. Raiders losing to Almond Bancroft 7-2, a pair of 2-0 shutouts for the Cardinals. Here's the pitch, missing for a ball. And the Raiders, a 6-0 loss against Medford. Pacelli beating Medford 11-1. And again, as far as I could go back, the Cardinals have beaten the Raiders 10 straight times. 3-1 the count now here with two outs. To Regan Martin, swung on and missed for strike two. as, boy, I tell you what, Mansell reared back and brought that one. Full count now with two outs here to Regan Martin. Here's the pitch, fouled into the backstop. Martin keeps alive. As the Red Raiders just trying to do whatever they can to get some runners aboard here. 3-2 the count here with two outs. Here's the pitch, laced into right field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Along the baseline here, wide turn at first, and Regan Martin has the first hit of the afternoon for the Red Raiders. A looping single to left field down the third baseline. And the Raiders have a runner aboard for the number nine hitter, Caden Sapinski. Sapinski walked stranded in the third. And it looks like, well, they have an issue with the first base here as they're trying to clean it up as the first base umpire over there. All right, set to go. It'll be interesting to see what you do with Regan Martin aboard at first. All right, Caden Sapinski now steps in as the Raiders trying to get a little two-out rally here to get things back to even. Here's the pitch. Sapinski looks at strike one. Regan Martin, the first base hit of the day for the Raiders, who have had just three base runners against Peyton Mansell. Here's the pitch, missing high for a ball. One and one the count here with two outs. And here's the windup and the pitch, swung on and missed for a strike. Well out in front of that one was Sapinski. And Chuck Ballschweiler, the coach at third base, was all that happy with that swing, a little defensive, got to get after it. So 1-2 the count now. And here's the pitch, swung on and missed, there it is. Mansell retires the side via the strikeout again. Raiders get one hit, but do not score and strand one. 4.5 complete, 1-0 Pacelli here on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
All right, getting late here. Bottom of the fifth inning as Stevens Point Pacelli, Peyton Mansell, Jaden Zroik, and Matty Pionik will bat here for the Cardinals, as they lead it 1-0 in this regional championship game. Allison Pajaski kicks, fires, Mansell pops it up out of play over the Raider dugout on the first base side. Mansell popped out to Miley Helke. Miley Helke with five putouts here this afternoon in center field. And here's another one. This one at the right fielder. And it is Brindley Stenzel. Two steps in, makes the catch. Mansell hit that one hard. So Pajaski retires the leadoff hitter, and Jaden Zroik will step in. Struck out in the third. And the next offering, it is the number nine hitter, Zroik, looks at strike one. Allison Pajaski has gone pitch for pitch here with Peyton Mansell, but a couple of base hits. Swung on and fouled off. And the second offering in there, then the same. So, Allison Pajaski here ahead, nothing in two to the number nine hitter is Jaden Zroik. Pajaski fires, swung on and missed for strike three for the second out of the inning. Five strikeouts now for Allison Pajaski here this afternoon. As we go back to the top of the order, and Maddie Pionik popped out, struck out, is 0 for 2 in the afternoon. Here's the pitch, off speed pitch, misses for ball one. Pionik trying to keep the inning going here for the Cardinals. Here's Allison Pajaski firing. This is laced toward left field, coming in Martin. She will let it bounce in front of her and smartly keeps it in front of her. So a long single here for Maddie Pionik. Fourth hit of the afternoon for the Cardinals. And that will bring up the number two hitter, Katie Ilka. Ilka reached on an error and stranded, popped out to Miley Helke in center in the fourth. So officially 0 for 1. She a hammering shot right at Maven Schneider, a line drive, and she catches it. Maven Schneider, a good catch there on the line out to retire the side. So no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left for the Cardinals. Five complete. Pacelli leading Marathon 1-0. On 98.9 WXCO.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number four. SeasonsPrint@gmail.com. At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at MarathonFamilyDentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
Hi, Raiders batting here in the top of the sixth inning. And it will be top of the order in Brindley Stenzel. First offering fouled into the fence. And a swing and miss quickly brings the count to nothing and two. All right, here's the pitch. This ball is lifted toward the gap in right center field. Going to drop. This is going to get all the way to the wall. Stenzel. Around second, will she go to the third? Now they bobble it in the right field. She will hold at third. So a ball into the right center field gap by Brindley Stenzel will go as a triple. So the Raiders, the leadoff hitter aboard on a ball that went all the way to the wall. Didn't get it out of there cleanly. So Brindley Stenzel standing at third with nobody out. Raiders bat in the top of the sixth. Here's Maven Schneider. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Put a ball in play and tie the game here. Schneider walked and was stranded. Struck out in the first. And is behind Peyton Mansell. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. Nothing and two. Well, Schneider ended that fifth inning with, had to go down to a knee, but a line drive smash to her left. Got it cleanly to retire the side. Brindley Stenzel, the tying run at third with nobody out. And here's the pitch, swung on and missed. As Maven Schneider for the second time this afternoon. And that'll bring up the catcher, Danica Staus. Staus, the right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike. And Staus trying to drive a run in here. Behind nothing and two with one out. In the sixth. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. She had a cut. And again, nothing and two. Staus steps out of the batter's box. Now back in. Staus comes, and here's the pitch. Fouled off again. Boy, she's close. So still nothing and two the count here to the Red Raider catcher, Danica Staus. Raiders with two hits here this afternoon. Leadoff triple here by Brindley Stenzel. As Staus trying to drive her in. Here's the pitch, missing high for a ball. One and two the count here with one out. Just four base runners here this afternoon for the Raiders. Pacelli has had only five base runners against Allison Pajaski, so this thing's been a beauty. All right, here is Peyton Mansell. Kicks and fires, fouled again. Boy, a healthy cut again by Danica Staus. One and two the count here with one out. Brindley Stenzel driving a ball into the right center field gap. As the Raiders look to try to tie this, as they bat in the top of the sixth. All right, Peyton Mansell, here is the 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. So that'll bring up the first baseman, Danica Poshik, 0-2 with two strikeouts. As Peyton Mansell, if she can strike out, would have struck out the side in five of the six innings here. All right, Poshik, tying run at third. Here's the pitch in there for a strike. For the Red Raider catcher, or excuse me, first baseman. And here is the 0-1 pitch. Swung and missed. Well behind that one. So she's behind. Nothing in two. A leadoff triple by Brindley Stenzel. Back-to-back strikeouts. And Danica Poshik behind. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Mansell strikes out the side again. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Five and a half complete. Pacelli, a 1-0 lead here on 98.9.
County Materials proudly recognizes Military Appreciation Month. To those who have served our country, we thank you for your courage and sacrifice. Since 1946, County Materials has manufactured concrete construction and landscape products that are used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. We're growing and looking for career-driven people to join our team. Veterans and service members contribute many skills that are valued in manufacturing and are encouraged to apply. Find a career that suits you at workatcounty.com.
Part City.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Part City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Part City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Park City.